So, start us off with a reading from one of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And so it's called Knowledge of the Suchness of the Skandhas. The Suchness of the Skandhas. So Subhuti says, first of all he puts on his spectacles, and then he says, how does a bodhisattva come to the knowledge of the five grasping skandhas when he trains himself in the deep perfection of wisdom? And the Buddha replies, he comes to the knowledge of the five skandhas when he knows, according to the truth, first of all, what the marks of the skandhas are, secondly, how they are produced and stopped, and thirdly, what is meant by their suchness. Firstly, what the marks of the skandhas are. Form is like a mass of foam. It has no solidity. It is full of cracks and holes, and it has no substantial inner core. Feeling is like a bubble, which swiftly rises and swiftly disappears, and it has no durable subsistence. Perception is like a mirage. As in a mirage pool, absolutely no water can be found, so there is nothing substantial in that which is perceived. Impulses are like the trunk of a plantain tree. When you strip off one leaf sheath after another, nothing remains, and you cannot lay hand on a core within. Consciousness is like a mock show, as when magically created soldiers, conjured up by a magician, are seen marching through the streets. Then secondly, how the skandhas are produced and stopped. The bodhisattva wisely knows the production of the skandhas when he knows that they have come from nowhere, although they seem to manifest themselves actually before him. He wisely knows the stopping of the skandhas when he knows that they do not go to anywhere, although they seem to disappear altogether out of sight. And thirdly, the bodhisattva perceives, according to the truth, that there is what is to be known as the suchness of the five skandhas, in which there is no production or stopping, no coming or going, no defilement or purification, no growth or diminution. This suchness is never false to its nature, and therefore is it called suchness. In it there is no false perceiving, and that also is why it is called suchness. As stars, a fault of vision, as a lamp, a mock show, dewdrops or a bubble, a dream, a lightning flash or a cloud, so we should view what is conditioned.